What's up, broski? I want to talk about these dating apps, all right? And how much of a joke they are today. But before I talk about today's jokes, I want to talk about the dating apps I used from back in the day, all right? A lot of you may not remember these sites. Some of them have shut down indefinitely, all right? There was cpixel.com. That website no longer exists, all right? cpixel.com. This website was pretty popular with Mexican people, all right? With La Raza. Because, bro, I was meeting hot chicks from Los Angeles, California, San Diego, all right? Where else? Bakersfield, all right? Just Mexican chicks from California, Arizona, Texas, all right? That website was very big in those states, mostly out west, I've noticed, you know? Even Nevada, all right? A lot of Mexicans were on there, hot Mexican girls, okay? Cholas. That's why I learned some of the language, you know, like Firme Jaina and all this shit, all right? That's when I got introduced to the whole chola culture. And for some reason, you know, I had a thing for these cholas. And I still do, broski, right? These chicks on cpixel were easy to talk to. Chicks in general on dating apps back in the day were easy to talk to. You could hit up a fucking bitch. Hey, what's up? Hey, you want to hang out? You know? Want to grab a drink? Hey, you want to hang out? What's up? Hey, I'm going to get a hotel room in the weekend. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. You want to hang out? Sure, mijo. What's up? Sure. Yeah. You know? Just like that. Boom, boom. There was also ratehispanic.com. It was rateorhatehispanic.com. Some shit like that. MySpace and MocoSpace, which is still around. All right? Yeah, broski. Yeah. Back in the day, it was just easy to meet girls, bro. You could be an ugly motherfucker and these chicks would just be down to meet you. You know, they just want to hang out. Maybe they're bored. You know, during that time, it wasn't, you know, smartphones all over. It was still like the flip phones, the Nextel, the Boost, the fucking Chirp and all that shit, right? Hell, I'll even take it back further during the days of Yahoo chat rooms, all right? I remember I was, what, freaking 16, 17, 18, 19, and the chat rooms, they would even have fucking Yahoo local teen New Jersey rooms, all right? So you would be talking to these teenage whores, all right? Or just local women, and they'd just be down to hang out, you know? These bitches at 15, 16, guess what? Oh, yeah, sure, come over my house. My mom's working. Yeah, let's hang out. What's up? It was a whole different era back then, broski. All right? Completely different era. Yeah, I had a lot of good times on these dating sites back then, because there wasn't really no app for MySpace or cpixel, none of that, all right? Like I said, completely different era, all right? Yeah, chicks were, you know, it's not even just about having sex with them. It's just about that. You know, it's just that some of these chicks, they were just easy to go out on a date with, you know? Hey, what's up? You want to grab some fucking McDonald's and hang out and see where the day takes us? Yeah, sure, mijo. Why the fuck not? Now these fucking dating apps, broski, holy fucking shit, bro. These dating, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Meet Me, and now you got to pay. You got to fucking pay. From what I'm hearing, I know I think I may have checked Tinder a couple years ago, and you got to pay. Now I'm hearing that they got subscription services, $60 a month, or you get a fucking package, $500 a year, and you could message as many fucking chicks as you fucking want. But guess what, broski? You're going to constantly get rejected. Why the fuck are you going to pay money to get rejected? All right, you want to get rejected, broski? You can get rejected for free. Just walk out there in the middle of the fucking street and ask some hot skank out of your league for her number. All right, stop paying to get rejected by these fucking no good trash bag whores. All right, and a lot of these apps, it's also fake bots, you know, or Nigerians. disguised as fucking supermodels, trying to lure you into some bullshit crypto scam, or to get your information to use it against you, or to create a fake identity. You know, you got to be careful with these Nigerians online, broski. Straight up, Tinder is a fucking joke, bro. Like I said, I checked Tinder out a couple years ago out of curiosity. Fucking joke. And it's all these uppity white devil bitches. These uppity bitches, you know? They're looking for Mr. Right. I don't know what they're looking for, broski. These girls are looking for Mr. Right. You know? And, there's so much to fucking say, broski. It boggles my mind because these girls, it's not even... They're not even looking for... It's come to a point, bro. They're not even... It doesn't feel like they're even looking for Mr. Right. They're looking for validation now. A lot of girls now, they're using these social media, these dating apps, just to have their ego stroked, you know? And these bitches trying to talk to them on these dating apps, it's like pulling fucking teeth. All right? You try to have a simple conversation with them, and it's just one word responses. You know, the bitch may look hot, but she's got nothing to fucking offer, right? Nothing. If you're a guy in these dating apps, these chicks, you may notice chicks may like your fucking profile picture, and when you go check out the bitch's profile, it's an obvious fucking fake. Now listen, I know I'm not Roman Reigns, okay? I'm not fucking Rico Suave Papi Chulo. But if I notice a hot skank that looks like a fucking supermodel happen to like a basic photo of me, I already have self-awareness to understand, hey, this is a fucking joke, right? And when you look at the profile, guess what? It's a hot model bitch. With Google Images photos of a hot bitch in a bikini in a fucking mansion. It's all fake Nigerian bullshit, bro. Fake bullshit. You know where I'm going at, broski. A lot of bots, fake bullshit. Right? A lot of girls, they're also using these dating apps also just to promote their OnlyFans content, their Snapchat bullshit. All right? Some of these girls, they'll be nice to you, but be careful with those whores that are being overly nice to you, because somewhere in the middle of the conversation, you know what they're gonna throw out there? Oh, by the way, I'm selling some Snapchat content premium if you want to see more, you know, $20, a couple photos. They send you a whole fucking menu list like you fucking asked for it. Get the fuck out of here. Right here, you fucking whore. Right here. Right here. It bothers me because it's the same fucking repetitive spam bot shit. Oh, you have... Hey, sweetie, what's up? Just wondering if you have Cash App, you know? Maybe we can take this conversation somewhere privately. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Give me your Snapchat. I'm selling content on there. The fuck? Fuck you, whore. Straight up, bro. You know, these dating apps, bro, these women don't even know what the fuck they want on these dating apps. The fuck I'm gonna pay a fucking subscription service to get rejected by a bunch of worthless whores who can't fucking hold a conversation. All right? Nothing. Nada. Some of these bitches, bro, you see them, you try to conversate with them in public, and it's like, bro, there's nothing up here. There's nothing, nada, zero, zilch. You know? I feel like such a dominant presence, broski, straight up, when I'm talking to some of these girls nowadays. Because it's just like, I don't know. I'm not Albert Einstein, but it feels like I'm 30 years ahead of these fucking whores, you know? 50 years ahead in fucking knowledge. And these girls, I don't know. They don't know shit. They don't even know what fucking antifreeze is. They don't know what coolant is. They don't know shit. It's just fucking selling content with their fucking tits and their asshole, and that's it. And obviously there's a market for this, because guess what? The simps are going to keep on giving, okay? The simps are going to keep having their fucking heartstrings pulled, thinking that this fucking supermodel has such a high interest in them. All right? So they keep fucking cash apping the bitch, all right? Or Zelling her, or PayPaling her. Oh, yeah, don't worry. We are going to meet. You know, I need the money to help pay my bills. You know, yeah, don't worry. Here's some extra photos. Here's some videos of me. And you don't even know, like I said, you don't even know if you're talking to the same bitch in that photo, okay? Because most likely it's a fucking Nigerian, all right? Yeah, be careful with these fucking dating apps, broski, okay? Don't let them fucking take advantage of you. Another thing with these dating apps, why I believe it's also hard to meet women, is, you know, nowadays, with everything on the internet, how messages can be saved and screenshotted. A lot of girls, I noticed that they're trying to be very careful as to not get exposed of being a fucking secret whore. All right? Because you have girls, for example, they put up this whole front on Facebook like they're this little Miss Innocent fucking chick, this little Miss Innocent conservative chick and wifey material. And then you'll find the bitch showing her tits and ass on a fucking secret fucking Snapchat profile. Or on Moco Space selling her fucking ass for $80. These chicks, they're like, they want to be whores, but the thing is, they're afraid that they're going to get shamed for it if their family or friends find out what they are. Which is basically just a, you know, a woman that wants to take some cock every now and then, right? Right? Because back in the day, broski, like I said, but before smartphones, all right, see Pixel and shit like this, bro, girls didn't care. Yeah, they'd be down to chill with a fucking stranger that they just fucking talked to for a half hour. Just like that, broski. There'd be days, bro. There'd be, like I said, I know I'm not fucking Papi Chulo over here, but there'd be days, all right, during my time on CPixel and MySpace, where, bro, I'd be shocked that I'd pull some pretty hot chicks, you know? Your average hot fucking next door neighbor kind of chick, you know? And within 1 hour, just like that, hey, what's up? Let's meet, bitch. What's up? And just like that, they're inviting you over to their crib. They're fucking giving you their address. They're giving you all this free information about you. Excuse me, they're giving you all this free information about them to you. You know, I guess times were a little simpler back then. It's like I said, with the whole smartphone thing, you know, everybody's paranoid about being exposed. Oh no, I don't want to be exposed for being a fucking whore, you know, oh no, you know? Maybe I could be wrong. I don't fucking know, bro, but let me know what you think, all right? So yeah, my advice about dating apps, broski, is stay away. They're not worth it. They're garbage. Plenty of fish. Meet me. Oh, that's another thing. Ooh, meet me. God forbid you say one offensive word to a fucking chick, and it's an automatic fucking ban, right? Oh no, how dare you talk to this girl like that? She feels sexually harassed because you asked her out, you know? Oh, boo fucking who? Fuck you. Straight up, bro. But hey, these chicks, they're, like I said, they're using it to fucking peddle their OnlyFans bullshit content, or they're looking for their knight in shining armor, right? That they're never gonna find 99% of the time. Some rich Papi Chulo in his 30s, body built like fucking Ultimate Warrior during his prime steroid days, with a fucking Bugatti in the background and a mansion, and you know, I don't know what women are creating this weird fantasy in their head, dude. They think that they're gonna attract a guy like that, and when they do, it doesn't end up the way they wanted it to. All right, it ends up being a fucking messy relationship, not even a relationship, broski. I guess a situationship or whatever. All right, then they're mad and upset because the fucking prince in shining armor with his $1 million car and mansion, cheated on her with some other fine ass hoes. All right? So then it just turned into a big fucking mess, and the guy and the girl both end up fucking screaming their heads off at each other. I don't fucking know, bro. It's a big mess. All right? Don't get me wrong. I'm sure, some of you guys out there may have some good relationships with your boyfriend, the girlfriend, whatever, you know, but these dating apps, and by the way, I'm sweating over here. These fucking dating apps are a fucking joke, right?